Imam Sadiq Online Seminary. Website www.imamsadiq.tv. Subject: Introduction to Logic. Book: Summary of Logic. Teacher: Sayyid Ibn Abbas Naqwi. Lesson number 3.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. واللعنة على أعدائهم أجمعين إلى قيام يوم الدين. In the previous lesson we learned about the difference, the thing that differentiates a man with the other, from the other animals. That's the dhihn. And we related and we compared the dhihn, the mind of a person, of a man. What did we relate it with? We compared it with a mirror. And then we told what's the difference between a mirror and the mind of a person. The next thing we learned was that the things are of two types. They're of two kinds. Imma, either they're mahsusat, that means there are sensual things that we sense with our five senses, or they're rational, that means we do not perceive them by our senses, but we perceive them by our mind. So that's what we learned. And then we learned two new terms which were not known till before. What were those? Tasawwar and tasdiq. We said that when we think of an object, when we see an object, whatever, when we think it, when we see it, when we feel it, when we hear it, when we taste it, when we touch it, whatever, or when we think of it, it's either a mahsus or a ma'qul. It's either a sensual thing or a rational thing. It does not make any difference. When we think of it, its picture comes into our mind. There's a picture, it gets induced in our minds. And this is what we call it as tasawwur. These are all tasawwur. For example, the voice of Muhammad, the taste of a sweet, for example, and different things, the image of my brother, or the voice of my brother, or any different thing. Whatever picture, that picture, when we say a picture, normally our minds, they just get diverted towards those pictures, that means the photographs. No, the picture is anything that's induced in our mind. It may be a photograph, it can be a photograph, it can be a voice, it can be a taste, it can be a smell, it can be a feel, a touch. Anything it can be. So there we get to know that what tasawwur is. And now when we relate two of these tasawwurs, for example, the example I gave was that of a tree. When we bring a tree in our mind, it's a tasawwur. When we think of the color green, it's a tasawwur. But when we relate both these things, it's a tasdiq. When we say tree is green, the tree is green. When we say the sentence, this relation, relating the tree, relating green, being green to a tree, is known as tasdiq. This relation is known as tasdiq, an affirmation. When we think of a man, it's a tasawwur. His picture gets induced on our mind, in our minds. Then, when we think of being an alim, being a scholar, it's a tasawwur. But when we relate this ilm, being a scholar, when we relate this thing to that man, this relation, this attribution, this ascription is known as tasdiq. It's known as tasdiq. So there we ended up. Now, in today's lesson, from the third section of our book, a small part is remaining. What's that small part? He draws out a conclusion. He says, the writer, he says, so whenever pictures that occur in your mind, that come to your mind, they're either a tasawwur or a tasdeeq. فَإِنْ كَانَ نِسْبَةُ الشَّيْءِ إِلَى شَيْءٍ تِلْكَ الصُّورَةُ تُسَمَّى تَصْدِيقًا. If the pictures that come to your mind, if there's a relation, if there's an attribution, an ascription of one thing to the other, then it's known as a tasdeeq. وَإِنْ لَمْ تَكُنْ نِسْبَةً. And if there's no ascription, if there's no relation, if in لَمْ تَكُنْ نِسْبَةُ شَيْءٍ إِلَى شَيْءٍ, if there's no ascription of one thing to the other, فَتِلْكَ الصُّورَةُ تُسَمَّى تَصَوُّرًا, then those pictures, they're known as a tasawwur. إِذَنْ, therefore, فَالْعِلْمُ الَّذِي هُوَ إِدْرَاكُ الْأَشْيَاءِ مُنْحَصِرٌ فِي التَّصَوُّرِ وَالتَّشْتِيقِ. Then, now, therefore, we get to know that ilm, that means knowledge. We define knowledge as الَّذِي هُوَ إِدْرَاكُ الْأَشْيَاءِ. That means knowledge, that is the perception of things. Perception of things, that knowledge which we define as the perception of things, it's either a tasawwur or a tasdeeq. فَالتَّسْدِيقُ وَالتَّسْدِيقُ قَدْ يَكُونُ نِسْبَةَ إِيجَابِ الشَّيْءِ إِلَى شَيْءٍ. Tasdeeq, sometimes it's when you relate, there's an ascription of a positive thing to something. You say, he, Zayd, for example, is standing. Muhammad is standing. So you related standing to Muhammad. Sometimes, what do you say? You say, Muhammad is not standing. Sometimes you say, Muhammad is a scholar. That means you're relating something. The other time, the next time you say, Muhammad is not a scholar. That means you're relating lack of something. Not something, but lack of something to someone. That's what he's trying to say. والتصديق قد يكون نسبة إيجاب الشيء إلى شيء. You relate something or to someone. مثل زيدٌ قائمٌ. You said زيدٌ قائمٌ. That means Zayd is standing. That's what you said. وَقَدْ يَكُونُ نِسْبَةُ عَدَمِ الشَّيْءِ عَدَمِ شَيْءٍ إِلَى شَيْءٍ. And sometimes you attribute, you relate lack of something to something, or lack of something to someone. How? مثل زيدٌ لَيْسَ بِقَائِمٌ. Zayd is not standing. That's what you said. فَإِنَّهُ قَدْ نُسِبَ عَدَمُ الْقِيَامِ إِلَى زَيْدٍ. That means you related not standing to Zayd. That's what it means. So there we end up with the third section, which is related to tasawwur and tasdeeq. After getting to know what tasawwur is and what tasdeeq is, we start with our fourth section. Our fourth section is quite interesting, and although it requires a bit attention, a bit of more attention, because it's something complicated that can be complicated if one doesn't pay attention. It's not complicated although, but it can be complicated. Section 4. We're gonna talk about the kinds of tasawwur and tasdeeq. Kinds of tasawwur and tasdeeq. That's what section 4 is all about. Tasawwur is either badihi or nazari. Inshallah, we're gonna explain. Tasawwur, that is an apprehension, it's either badihi or nazari. What does badihi mean? What does nazari mean? Badihi, that means simple. Tasawwur badihi That means a simple apprehension. A simple apprehension. تصور النظري يعني means a cognitive apprehension. That's something that's not simple. Now, how do we define them? What's their definition? تصور بديهي, something that does not require any kind of thinking. It comes to your mind. It does not require any kind of thinking. It does not require any contemplation. No. Without the need of these things, without thinking, without being, contemplating, you get to know about what it is. This kind of a tasawwur, this kind of a tasawwur is known as tasawwur badihi. Badihi, that means that it comes to your mind without any wasita, without anything in between. It comes to your mind directly. For example, when you say fire or water, the tasawwur of the concept of water, how simply it comes to your mind. That's what we call tasawwur badihi. It comes to your mind simply. It's got nothing to think and nothing to contemplate on. And on the other hand, the second kind of tasawwur is tasawwur nadari. Nadari, it means it requires your nadar. You need to look at it, you need to think at it, you need to contemplate to get to that thing. For example, the concept of soul, that means ruh, soul of a person. Not the soul of a shoe, it's badihi, soul of a shoe. But the soul that's inside a person, ruh. And for example, the concept of jinn, you cannot find out without thinking or without researching what a soul is, what a jinn is, what kind of things, what kind of beings are they. You cannot. For example, electricity, the concept of electricity. When you hear this, you cannot just simply get it into your mind. But you need to think. I'm talking about a common person. As inshallah, we're gonna tell after we end up these two kinds of tasawwur and tasdiq, tasawwur nazari, tasawwur badihi, tasdiq nazari, tasdiq badihi. When we finish up with this, we're gonna tell a small point. Now let me tell you right now, so that we repeat it in later on, so that it gets stored in our minds. That these tasawwur, it can be badihi to someone and can be nazari to the other, the same thing. For example, electricity to someone who's professional is relating to electricity, is an engineer or a scientist or something, a physician or whatever. This kind of a person, it's badihi for him. But to a common man, no, he cannot do it. He cannot feel it. He cannot just get that tasawwur into his mind without any thinking, without contemplating. He cannot do it. So one thing, it can be badihi for someone and nadari for the other. It can be simple for someone and cognitive for the other. It can be, it depends. It depends on the person's knowledge. It depends on the person's status, how much he knows. For example, different examples we can put on in this concept. That these things, for example, how do we make a cell phone? How do we make a computer? How do we make a laptop? When you talk to the professionals about these things and the inner parts, these parts of a laptop or a cell phone, it's badihi for them. They know it. But if you talk about them to a normal person, he cannot think of it. He cannot bring those things in his mind. He cannot get to know of those things. So it's nadari for this person, this common person, this common man. But someone whose profession is about cell phones and laptops, he can. The same is the case in other things. in different other knowledges, different other industries, every part, because we are not, it's either a tasawwur or a tasdeeq. Everything we know, as we said, everything we know, it's either a tasawwur, al-ilm, what did he say? Al-ilm, munhasiran fi al-tasawwur wa al-tasdeeq, imma tasawwuran wa imma tasdeeqan. It's either a tasawwur or a tasdeeq. So there we get to know. The tasawwur is of two kinds. Tasawwur is either badihi, that means you do not require, you do not need any thinking, you do not need to contemplate, it just comes to your mind with directly without any anything in between, it just comes to your mind. The other kind of tasawwur is tasawwur nazari. What does that mean? Tasawwur nazari, that means you require thinking, you need to think, you need to contemplate on it in order to get that thing to your mind. Alright? So this is a tasawwur nazari. In the same way we divided tasawwur into two parts, in nazari and badihi. Let me not change the sequence. Tasawwur, badihi and nazari. The way we divided badihi, tasawwur, into badihi and nazari, in the same way, tasdeeq is divided into, is of two kinds, divided into badihi and nazari. The same way. For example, the earth is created. It's a tasdeeq, because we're relating creation, being created, to earth. So there's a relation, there's an ascription, there's an attribution. So this means that it is a tasdeeq. And we do not know that is the earth created or it existed before. You know, it existed from abad, al-azal. So we don't know. So this is a tasdeeq and it's nazari. It requires thinking. We need an evidence on this. Is the earth created? Is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the earth or created the universe? It's nazari. We need to think at it. And we need to prove it. We need an evidence for this. So this is one kind of tasdeeq. The other kind, tasdeeq badihi. Tasdeeq badihi, for example, that what I said in tasawwur, what example did I give? Fire, the example of water. You say, fire is hot. Hotness of a fire. Fire is hot. You say, this fire is hot. What does that mean? It's a tasdeeq, because you're relating being hot to the fire. Now, there's an attribution, there's an ascription. So it is a tasdeeq. Now we have to see, is it a tasdeeq nazari or badihi? We say, no, it does not require any thinking. It does not require any contemplation. Every human being, they know it. They know that a fire is hot. So it is a tasdeeq badihi. It's a tasdeeq badihi. It comes to your mind without any contemplation. Or you say the water is cold or it's wet. So you're relating something to water, being cold or being wet. And when you relate it, that means that it's a tasdeeq. Now, it's a tasdeeq. Is this tasdeeq nazari or badihi? What are we going to say? It's badihi. Why it's badihi? Because everyone knows. We don't need to prove that water is, for example, cold, water in the sea or wherever, or water is wet. We don't need to prove it. We don't need an evidence on it. Normal people, the common people, they when you say to them that water is wet, they don't ask you the evidence. They don't ask you for any evidence. They don't ask you to prove it. So that's the reason we say that it is tasdeeq badihi. Now, we've got, as I mentioned, so a short conclusion. Tasawwur is of two kinds. It's either badihi or nazari. Tasawwur badihi, like the concept of fire, the concept of water. Tasawwur nazari, like the concept of jinn, the concept of soul, that means our ruh. In the same way, tasdeeq is divided into two parts, is of two kinds. Tasdeeq badihi wa tasdeeq nadari. Tasdeeq badihi, like fire is hot, or the water is wet, or it's dry. Oh, no, not dry, it's cold. So this is tasdeeq badihi. Now tasdeeq nadari, that the earth is created. The earth is created. Now here comes the role of logic. Very important point. Role of logic here comes. How are we gonna think? How is it gonna teach us to think? The things which are known, the things which are already known, that means tasawwur badihi wa tasdeeq badihi. Both these things, they do not require anything. We already know them. We already know them. We already know what a tasawwur, what fire is. We already know that that the fire is hot. We already know the concept of water. We already know that water is wet or it's dry. Or it's cold. We know it. So we've got nothing to do with tasawwur badihi and tasdeeq badihi. All things, everything we're gonna do is we wanna know the tasdeeq nadari and the tasawwur nadari. The tasawwur nadari. We need to know it because we don't know it. We need to think at it. We need to contemplate at it. So we need to know tasawwur nadari and tasdeeq nadari. Two things, two kinds of things. What did we say? I'm relating everything that we studied before. That means today. What did we say? We say ilm, that means knowledge, is of two kinds. It's either a tasawwur or a tasdeeq. Now when we say this, it's of two kinds, tasawwur or a tasdeeq. We divided tasawwur and tasdeeq into two parts. تصور بديهي تصور نظري تصديق بديهي تصديق نظري تصور بديهي. We said we know it. We already know it. تصور بديهي. We already know it. تصديق بديهي. We already know it. So we've got nothing to do with these things because we already know it. It's there in our knowledge. Because knowledge is of two kinds. So paying attention to what's being said. Two things remain. Two things remain that are not in our knowledge, that we don't know. What? The two things? Total things were four. Tasawwur, nadari, I'm repeating it so that it gets to our mind. It completely sets in our minds. Why do we require? Why do we need logic? How are we going to benefit from it? This is how we're going to benefit from it. Because knowledge, we said it's either tasawwur or a tasdeeq. Coming on from the day one. Either tasawwur or a tasdeeq. Now, this tasawwur is divided into two parts. Tasawwur badihi wa tasawwur nadari. Tasdeeq badihi wa tasdeeq nadari. These four parts. Now, when you say, so total ilm, that means knowledge, is divided into four parts. Tasawwur nadari, tasawwur badihi, tasawwur nadari. تصديق بديهي تصديق نظري. Now, something that's badihi, that's simple. تصور, simple تصور. That means تصور that's badihi. تصور badihi. And تصديق badihi. تصور badihi, like fire, the concept of fire, the concept of water. تصديق badihi, like water is cold, or water is wet, fire is cold, is hot. These things we know, we already know these things. So these four kinds, out of these four kinds, we require two kinds of these, because two of them we already know it. Tasawwur badihi, tasawwur badihi, and tasdeeq badihi. We already know it. We don't know, we need to contemplate and think on tasdeeq badihi, tasdeeq nadari, and tasawwur nadari. The example I gave, for instance, what did we say? We said that the concept of water, we already know it. The concept of fire, we know it. And water being wet, water is cold, we know it. Fire is hot, we know it. Everything we know. But there's about the soul, the concept of soul, what a jinn is. Do we know it? No, we don't. We don't know it. And it's something that requires thinking. It does not come to your mind without anything or in between. Now, for example, the other thing, is the earth created? We need to prove it. We need evidence on this. It's all tasdiq and nazari. And is wudu wajib for namaz, for salah? Is it wajib? Is it wajib to make wudu before namaz? How are we gonna get to know about these tasdiq and tasawwur nazari, these cognitive apprehensions and affirmations? How are we gonna get to know about these? That's what mantiq teaches us. As I said, we've got two main branches remaining of knowledge, two kinds of knowledge remaining with us that we need to work out on. The first one is tasawwur nazari. The second one is tasdiq nazari. How are we gonna deal with it? Mantiq tells us how to deal with it. Because mantiq comprises of two important parts. All mantiq is divided into two important parts. It's either mu'arrif, that means a definition, or hujjat, that means an evidence. So, for our tasawwur nazari, what's a jinn? What's a soul? We need a definition. We need something, we need a sentence, we need a word to define it. We need to define it. For example, we say it's a spirit, or it's a spiritual thing, whatever. Then we get closer to what a soul is, to what a jinn is, we get closer to it. For example. So we need a definition to deal with our tasawwur nazari. How do we get to know? The tasawwur nazari, that cognitive tasawwur, which requires thinking, it needs a definition. For example, a person who does not know what insan is, he does not know the meaning of insan. What are you going to tell him? You're going to say, insan is haywanun natiq. That's how we define. Now when you say this, insan, al-insanu haywanun natiq, he's going to get aware. He's going to get to know that what insan is, what man is, how do we define man? So our tasawwur, nazari, they're going to be made, we're going to get to know about them, a knowledge about them through definitions, through definitions. And our tasdiq nazari, if there's tasdiq nazari, for example, the earth is created. How do we get to know that the earth is created or not? How do we get to know? Because it's a question, is the earth created? It's a tasdiq. Earth is created. It's a tasdiq. And it's nazari. It requires thinking. It requires contemplation. So, how are we going to get to know it? Do we need a definition for this? Do we need to define this? No, we need an evidence. So mantiq deals with two important things. Definition and evidence. Definition and evidence. Our tasawwur, nazari, we get to know about these tasawwur, nazari. By what? By definions. By defining them. By mu'arrif. Mu'arrif. And our tasdiq nazari, we get to know about this through what? Through the evidence. So these are the two main important things that mantiq teaches us. It teaches us how to define things, and it teaches us how to bring evidence to draw right and correct conclusions. For example, just as an example, an example from fiqh. How are we going to get to know that is wudu wajib? Is wudu wajib or not? How are we going to get to know this? We're going to say that wudu, a question, something comes to mind. Wudu is wajib for namaz. Wudu is wajib for namaz. In a sequence, I'm explaining it to you. Wudu is wajib for namaz. Alright? So being obligatory, being wajib, we related this thing, being wajib, to wudu. Now when we relate it, it's a tasdeeq. And tasdeeq is of two kinds. Either nadari or badihi. It's not badihi. It requires thinking. It requires contemplation. So we gonna say that this is tasdeeq nadari. This is a tasdeeq nadari. Now, we need to prove it. We need an evidence on this. That is wudu wajib. We need an evidence to prove this for us. How are we gonna prove it? We're gonna say that wudu is a muqaddimah. A muqaddimah, that means something that's done before the main thing. I'm gonna explain you. For example, a person wants to go somewhere. A person wants to go from place A to place B. What he needs to do is to walk between these two places to reach that place. So walking is the muqaddimah, and the main thing was to reach over there. So this is what we know, what's known as a muqaddimah. The same way wudu. Wudu is obligatory before namaz. That means we need to make wudu before we get into our prayers, our salah. So is it wajib or not? What are we going to say? How are we going to prove it? We're going to say that wudu is a muqaddimah for namaz. Wudu is a muqaddimah for salah. And then we're going to say, everything that becomes obligatory, its muqaddimah becomes obligatory. Hence, wudu is wajib. Wudu is obligatory. Again, inshallah, explaining it again. And here we're going to end up, inshallah. So we're going to say, wudu is muqaddimah for salah. And then, in the next sentence, inshallah, we're going to explain what these sentences are in our later lessons. So wudu is a muqaddimah for salah, for namaz. Then, everything that's wajib, its muqaddimah is also wajib. Then we're going to take a result. That hence, therefore, wuzu is wajib. Wuzu is obligatory. Inshallah, we're gonna do tatbiq, read the Arabic text, inshallah, in our next lesson. Hada wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
Imam Sadiq Online Seminary. Website www.imamsadiq.tv.